This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and one of the greatest Supreme Court decisions, according to kind of everybody, certainly one that changed America for the better, that rectified a big problem with our Constitution. The problem was that people weren't following the 14th Amendment. The decision I'm talking about is Brown versus School Board of Topeka of 1954, when the Supreme Court, in a unanimous decision, held that separate but equal is not equal. At that time, there were schools around the country, including in Kansas, which is what the case was about, in Topeka, Kansas, state capital, where they had school systems that were separated, schools for black kids and schools for white kids. And Chief Justice Warren led the court, and again, unanimous decision, in striking down a previous case, Plessy versus Ferguson, and saying, wait a minute, you can't do that. You can't say you go into one school if you're black and you go into another school if you're white. Well, it looks like there are people on the left, I mean, crazy Democrats going back to their segregationist ways in Atlanta, which in many ways is sort of the informal capital of black America, with a lot of the leading thinkers and two major black colleges, more than two, actually. It's Spelman and Morehouse, and they're all there in Atlanta. And yet in Atlanta, which was also, of course, the home base of Dr. King, that's where he was born and raised, Dr. King's dream is being trashed. There's a black mother who's speaking up against this. A mother in Atlanta filed a federal discrimination complaint against an elementary school, alleging the school was segregating students based on race. We've lost sleep, like, trying to figure out why would a person do this, said the mother, whose name is Kyla Posey. She is, as I mentioned, black herself, and she does not want her children in segregated black schools. A reporter for the news station, WSB TV2, in Atlanta, spoke with this outraged person, parent, whose name is Kyla Posey. Listen.
Kyla Posey says she was stunned when she learned about classes segregated by race at Mary Lynn Elementary last year, a practice she says was put in place and condoned by Principal Sharon Briscoe.
First, it was just disbelief that I was having this conversation in 2020 with a person that looks just like me, a black woman. It's segregating classrooms. You cannot segregate classrooms. You can't do it.
Posey says she found out the school was putting black students in two separate classes with two separate teachers. The white kids were placed in six classes with six different teachers. The parent says she found this out when she let Briscoe know she wanted her child placed in the classroom of a teacher she thought would be a good fit. Posey says the principal said that wouldn't work.
She said that that's not one of the black classes, and I immediately said, what does that mean? I was confused. I asked for more clarification. I was like, we have those in the school? And she proceeded to say that, yes, I have decided that I'm going to place all of the black students in two classes.
Okay, can you think of any good reason that that should happen? I mean, regardless of what side you're on, whether you're black or you're white or you're Asian or you're Latino or whatever you are, is it a good idea to separate black kids into two separate classes? It's not legal. I guarantee you. And again, I didn't finish law school, but I can guarantee you that this would not stand legal muster. And Kyla Posey is going to succeed in the case she's bringing. She got furious when she heard this from the black principal who had decided to segregate her school. And here's what she sounded like in her justified rage. This is clip 12B.
Posey says she insisted her child be placed in a class with white students. She says Briscoe explained her child would be isolated.
And I explained to her she shouldn't be isolated or punished because I'm unwilling to go along with your illegal and unethical practice.
The Poseys recorded a call with an assistant principal where they complained about the segregated classes. The administrator confirmed it was the principal's decision and seemed to offer an explanation why the classes were set up this way.
We got more black kids too, and then some of them are in a class because of the services that they need.
Okay, some of them are in a class because of the services that they need. There are no white kids who might need the same services. Isn't this entire thing based on an assumption of inequality? It's outrageous. And one of those things that the entire civil rights movement was based upon was the idea that if you are segregated and you are put into a class where people expect less of you because of your race, which it sounds like this is, that doesn't help you. And one of the things that that people look at is that generally neighborhoods that are predominantly black or all black don't do as well as neighborhoods that are integrated. And if we are going to continue to hold up integration and one nation as a principle, what possible justification could there be for this? It's completely outrageous, and I do hope that there is a quick resolution of it. The school now faces a discrimination complaint. It was filed with the U.S. Department of Education, the Office of Civil Rights at the Department of Education. And Posey added that she wants the principal and her administration removed from their positions for the segregation. Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 says you cannot treat one group of people differently based upon race. And that is what is going on at this school, said Charisse Shields, who is a lawyer for Kyla Posey. The Atlantic Public School said it conducted and wrapped up an investigation into the concerns of segregation, adding that appropriate actions were taken in the matter. Well, maybe not. Atlanta Public Schools does not condone the assigning of students to classrooms based on race. The district conducted a review of the allegations. Appropriate actions were taken to address the issue, and the matter was closed. I'm not sure it's closed if this legal complaint with the Department of Education is continuing. Meanwhile, Robin DiAngelo, you know who she is. She's formerly at one point, I think, associated with the University of Washington right here in Seattle. She is white. She has made literally millions of dollars on her theory of white fragility. And she is defending critical race theory. She's interviewed here by Mark Lamont Hill by saying that white people, it's just something that we have in our skin color and in our souls and our historic experience. White people are susceptible to manipulation and therefore can't engage on a rational level. Now, try me, Robin. Here is what she sounds like with Mark Lamont Hill.
They said that critical race theory in schools is a moral panic. It's a crisis. It's something that needs to be legislated against. I just had Representative Christiansen from Utah here last week who said to me that they have to legislate against this stuff being taught in school. What do you say to people who are on that side of the critical race theory and education debate?
Well, I wouldn't try to say, here's what critical race theory really is, because I don't think people are engaging at a rational level. It is the new boogeyman. The white populace has always been susceptible to manipulation around racial animus. I assume you're aware of the Southern strategy. This is the latest manifestation of it. Critical race theory, it's perfect in a way. You know, it's just vague enough that you can attach just about anything to it.
Okay, what should be attached to it and what not? And what about pregnant women and COVID vaccines? Coming up.
Will socialism or free markets decide the future direction of Washington State? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions. But we can't do it alone. Hear from the acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and free market champion John Mackey, who calls capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished. And join him October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency. Tickets and information at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com. Introducing MedHead Plus, where you get all the benefits of regular MedHead members, plus you get access to anything in our MedVed History Store downloaded for free. Existing MedHead members can upgrade to MedHead Plus with a cost of only $79 per year. And for the next 30 days, new members can also join for $79 a year. MedHead Plus, get it all. Go to michaelmedved.com, find out about the new sale right now on MedHead Plus members.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. Here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We'll be right back.
Michael Medved show, there is a growing consensus, I believe, and I think you can feel it, and it's growing a little bit every day, not fast enough, in behalf of the importance of getting people vaccinated, and not as a cure-all, not as a be-all and end-all, but as a way of reducing the devastating impact of this Delta variant and this new surge in COVID cases. And one of the groups in society that has been most impacted by misinformation, outright lies, falsehoods, and diabolical falsehoods, frankly, that cost lives is pregnant women. And only 23% of pregnant women in this country have received even one dose of COVID vaccine in the United States. And in recent weeks, physicians have reported seeing more pregnant patients becoming infected with COVID-19, which has a devastating impact on pregnant people. It is not the vaccines that have that impact. It is the virus itself. 1-800-955-1776. The report by Ronnie Karen Rabin, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention yesterday strongly recommended that pregnant and breastfeeding women be vaccinated against COVID-19. Pointing to new safety data that officials hope will sway the many who have resisted, despite mounting evidence that the coronavirus can pose grave risks to the health and to and increase the chances of a preterm birth or a miscarriage. The new guidance marked the first time the agency gave strong, unambiguous support to vaccinations during the pregnancy, bringing it in line with the advice of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists and other medical specialty groups. Quote, this is the statement from Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who's head of the CDC. CDC encourages all pregnant people or people who are thinking about becoming pregnant and those breastfeeding to get vaccinated to protect themselves from COVID-19. Okay. I immediately noticed that they didn't say pregnant women. They said pregnant people and people who are breastfeeding, not women who are breastfeeding. And you guessed it. They did that to try to avoid offending or wounding the feelings of the millions and millions of pregnant men out there, people who identify as males despite the fact that they are carrying a baby. And you've all heard the stories about that. They have this one woman, and I use the term in quotes, in Oregon who has had a couple of babies with her husband, who's also a woman. In any event, it's too bad that political correctness undermined the statement, which is important. Dr. Walensky said the vaccines are safe and effective, and it has never been more urgent to increase vaccinations. Only 23% of pregnant women have received even one dose of COVID vaccine in the United States. And there are, with the Delta variant, more and more pregnant women coming in who are very sick and have very bad impacts. Pregnancy is on the CDC's lists of health conditions that increase the risk of severe disease for people infected with a coronavirus. By the way, this is not increase the risk of vaccines, it's increase the risk of the virus. They are significantly more likely than patients who are not pregnant to require intensive care, to be connected to a heart-lung bypass machine, and to require mechanical ventilation. And they face a 70% increased risk of dying. Contracting COVID can also increase the risk of the mother developing a dangerous condition called preeclampsia, and to raise the risk of preterm births and stillbirths. A severe COVID disease further elevates these risks and has been linked to gestational diabetes and low birth rate. Birth weight for the babies, In rare cases, the virus can be transmitted to the fetus during gestation. Dr. Walensky pointed to new safety data that found no increased risk of miscarriage in a study of nearly 2,500 pregnant people who were immunized with one of the mRNA vaccines. During the first 20 weeks of gestation, earlier research found similarly reassuring data for those vaccinated later in the pregnancy. Now, all of this goes directly to the misinformation that is out there, and again, it's corrected by Snopes, it's corrected by Fact Check, it's corrected by everybody. There is zero evidence, zero, none, that getting a vaccine risks a miscarriage. And yet, if you talk to people, and the media have spoken to a number of women who are pregnant, who have not been vaccinated, who have not gotten protected because they believe this lie that it causes miscarriages. And it doesn't. And this is a very clear, very strong statement. You should read the whole thing. Try to link to some of the information about this from the CDC. There's also this, and it's just incredible. There were some healthcare professionals who were testifying in Williamson County, Tennessee, at a school board meeting. And they were calling for masks in school. And we'll be speaking to Greg Tomlin, whose kids went to school with masks, and what that was like and how it was accepted. In any event, in Tennessee, the nurses and doctors who were masked at the meeting that they testified in left that school board meeting, and there were about 50 demonstrators who basically threatened to to harm them. And it sounded, the confrontation, like this. This is clip 11.
Keep it calm.
No more masks.
Keep it calm. Keep it calm.
No masks.
We're on these guys' side. They're
no.
on our side.
No, they're not. They're not on our side.
The police are on our side. The police are on our side. But calm down.
Yes.
Calm down. We know who you are.
We know who you are.
We know who you are.
You
can leave freely.
We know who you are.
But we will find you, and we know who you are.
You will never be allowed to come again. You will never be allowed.
Is this a good way to treat doctors and nurses who are trying to keep you and your kids safe? We will get to that issue and more in one of our periodic features on this show, Tomlin's Take, where I speak to Greg Tomlin, who talks about his experience with his own kids, masks, and the COVID virus. That and more coming up on The MedVed Show.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits are falling as initial claims dropped to 375,000 last week. That's 12,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. The biggest jumps in claims were in Indiana, Georgia, Rhode Island, Alabama, and Illinois. That news, despite inflation, remains at a 13-year high at 5.4%, despite the Biden administration insisting soaring prices are temporary. Used car prices and gas prices are both up 42%. Sharon Epperson is CNBC's senior personal finance correspondent.
People are experiencing inflation firsthand because they know that their paycheck isn't going as far as it did a couple months ago even. So inflation is not necessarily a good thing or a bad thing. It's a sign. It's a sign that we're in a period of economic recovery.
This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show. All across America, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, rock star Greg Tomlin has been a completely indispensable aspect of this show and keeping this show going and keeping the health of the show going at the same time that he's guarding his family's health. And one of the reasons I thought it would be important to talk to him is that with a lot of parents out there who are struggling about sending their kids back to school and the likelihood that they will be sending kids back to school anywhere in the state of Washington, in a school that mandates both masks and vaccinations. Greg's been there and done that. Greg, maybe you can talk a little bit about your experience with your children who have, thank God, recently recovered from a bout of COVID-19.
It's been a very interesting 16 months, as you can relate to, as well as everybody in the listening audience, Michael. But we've been through our own unique experience. This pandemic has hit everybody differently. But our kids were fortunate enough and our family was blessed enough to have them attend in-person learning all of last year in a small Christian school here in the Seattle area. And our kiddos were masked for the entire year. It was a decision that the school made, you know, in cooperation with the parents. And you can imagine some of the difficulties and the wide spectrum of views you had in this community, but they made it work. And after an entire year, I think two kids in total came down with coronavirus. No widespread outbreak of any kind. The school never had to shut down. We took extended breaks around Christmas and Thanksgiving, which I thought was really smart because they predicted lots of families would be getting together, so they didn't rush them back to school. And then lo and behold, two of my kiddos come down with the coronavirus just a few weeks ago and got a little sick. Thankfully, we're past it now, but lots to talk about everything in between there with all those experiences.
It was Penny and River, right? I mean, the two older kids.
Penny and Riv, yeah, let's out them on the air right now. Yes, indeed. And, you know, River had a fever and a sore throat, went got checked out, got a test the next day, got results right away, and boom, popped positive. And then, of course, every family's nightmare. Okay, we have to quarantine. How long? What day of symptoms? Who have we seen? And that was very annoying and troubling, and very glad to be on the other side of that now. But I think one of the reasons I wanted to chat with you on the air, Michael, is the anecdote that I'm talking about now with my own family. I'm not by any means saying this is universal or saying, you know, what my views are should be prescribed policy for everybody else. But I think it's helpful to hear a lot of stories and having someone tell them in a way that is filled with sort of the patience, grace and understanding and reason that this moment necessitates. And I'm going to try my best to kind of exude those values amidst this conversation, because I hesitate to speak about anything definitively in this tumultuous time, because we are in a fluid situation. It's great to have opinions. It's great to have discussions about liberty versus security and freedom, and it's great to make a number of analogies. But what's bothering me at my core amidst the last year and a half is just the utter certainty with which everyone speaks about this moment.
And yeah, boy, are you right. I take it that in your school, as you mentioned, a small Christian school, that there weren't people who were like those demonstrators in Tennessee who were just freaking out about the idea that their kids were going to be masked at school.
I'm sure there were a handful or at least a few, but not enough to affect the policies. And masks, look, our kids didn't love wearing them. But to use words like tyranny and masking up your kids, my kids did it for 9 months. There was maybe one complaint out of each of them for the year on really hot days or something. But keep the masks clean, make sure to wash them in the washer, then dry them, and then get them back on the kids. But, you know, I have family who's been in the medical industry for 35 years that have had to wear masks every single day. Can we get some kind of perspective on this issue? It's a small inconvenience. It's not indicative or emblematic of authoritarianism or dictatorships or the ruining of all our liberties. It's an important discussion and debate we should be having, and all of our logic and patience and understanding and brotherhood should be present in these conversations. And I just, everybody seems to be getting angrier and angrier and more outraged. And I just want to say, pump the brakes, because this does not end well. If outrage is kind of the end goal, which it seems to be.
Well, again, right now, Governor Inslee indicates that we are very close to having a vaccine mandate for all public schools in the state of Washington. Does that bother you at all? Does that seem like an intrusion by state government in the way we live?
It's complex, right? Again, nuance. Don't default to binary choices, all good, all bad. That gets us into trouble. So let's have a conversation in context of, are vaccines already mandated for some kids over, you know, measles and getting the polio vaccine? You have to show documentation for this stuff. Now, where the complexity comes into place is, this is still on the emergency usage form. I wish they would accelerate this process and get it full FDA approval. And then I think the issue of vaccine mandates to a degree and in certain contexts is perfectly reasonable. It's scientific. It's common sense. Absolutely agree with it. Now, I understand people that push back on that, but I don't understand the people that are completely outraged as if this is undermining every fundamental American value that we have. It's just not.
When your kids got sick, how long did they have to stay home from school?
So they got sick this summer. So we kept them home and isolated during some of the more hot days this summer, which was kind of annoying. It would have been a lot harder if it happened during the school year. But we've heard from a number of our kids' friends that have also been infected this summer. And right now, Michael, I really feel like we're still at the data gathering phase again. I hate to say it. Of what this Delta variant is really doing. We're going to have two top doctors on at the beginning of next hour to talk about what they're seeing at their hospital and what they're learning from the science. But you can't predict this frickin' thing, okay? Everybody's upset at people flip-flopping in policy, masks, no masks, vaccine, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm sorry, the coronavirus is flip-flopping on us, and we're trying to keep up, okay? So it's... Anyways, you can tell a little bit of my frustration here on the air as I speak with you.
Okay, but last thing, you have very bright kids. I know from personal experience and knowing the kids a little bit. What do they think about all this? How do you think they're going to remember this period of time?
Wow, that is a big question. And we often talk about it with them because we've got a 10-year-old, a kid who's turning 8, and our last child is 4 years old. So especially with the older kids, we say, you know, this has been your only experience as a kid. You don't know anything different, right? But you're going to look back upon this and, you know, perhaps even write stories or recollections or songs or musings about what you went through. But honestly, they've really taken it all in stride. They complain very little. They mainly go with the flow. And for the amount of restrictions, yes, it's been difficult from time to time. But, you know, we're a family deeply rooted in faith and, you know, traditional Judeo-Christian values. We really try to take adversity and challenges and difficulty in stride. And instead of saying, you know, can we just get past this and everything will be all well with our souls, we say, you know, what is God trying to teach us through this experience? How is he trying to draw us closer to him through these difficulties that we're facing right now? And honestly, they've done really well throughout the whole thing and continue to do so.
Well, I certainly hope they continue to do so. The one thing that I worry about is with all this bitterness, and it's honestly, it's neighbor against neighbor. It's friend against friend. We've seen the debates over COVID and vaccines end friendships.
Family member against family member.
But see, raising kids with that kind of distrust of doctors, of authority, of school authorities, that could have a devastatingly bad impact on children across the country.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can.
What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Michael Medved Show, I mentioned at the very beginning of the show that there's a bunch of good news today for Republicans who are hoping to take back the Senate of the United States, to win back the House of Representatives, to depose Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. Some of that news involves fundraising, which is very crucial right now because we're looking at an election that's just a little more than a year away. The National Republican Campaign Campaign Committee, Congressional Committee, which raises money for House members and for House candidates, the NRCC announced raising $7 million last month, which is the best July fundraising in an off-year election ever for any party. The committee also said it had $57 million cash on hand. At this point in 2019, and that's the relevant year because, of course, the election is still a year away, the committee didn't have $57 million cash on hand. At that time, it had less than half as much, $24 million cash on hand, and they still gained seats in the House and came close to taking it in an election that President Trump lost. So this is good and very good news. There is more. The Census Bureau is due to release its block level data today, starting the long delayed redistricting process across the country. Republicans have total control over the maps in the largest states that are gaining seats, Texas and Florida. Total control meaning they have the governorship and both houses of the legislature. They could, in theory, draw themselves into the House majority outright just with Texas and Florida, the two seats that are being gained in Florida, and I believe it's going to be three seats in Texas. So they're five seats away from taking control. Democrats will try to press their advantages in Illinois, Maryland, and New York. Those are states that are losing seats. Now, it won't provide a gain in Democratic seats, but they might be able to rearrange the redistricting in Illinois, Maryland, and New York by basically just eliminating Republican seats. Strategists in both parties believe the data released today will reveal evidence of an undercount of Hispanic Americans after southern states gained fewer seats than expected in reapportionment. They also predict that at least half the states will finish drawing new maps by the end of the year. Newly implemented redistricting commissions will be put to the test on tight deadlines and under partisan pressure to redraw favorable maps. Hanging over all the redistricting machinations are the looming threats of legal challenges from both parties, which have embraced the courts as a legitimate alternative to state legislatures in drawing new congressional seats. This also comes at a time when there is a general assumption that there's a deeply significant change that is going to be announced in the census numbers. And I think this is an article that has been put forward by the Associated Press is just flat out wrong. And what it talks about is how important it is that, quote, the census likely to show drop in white population. And the lead in the article by Tara Barampour and Ted Melnick says that for the first time in the history of the country's census taking, the number of white people in the United States is widely expected to show a decline when the first racial breakdowns from the 2020 census are reported this week. Okay, first of all, this is from the Washington Post. I said Associated Press. It's from the Washington Post. If the white decline is confirmed by the new data, that benchmark will have come about 8 years earlier than previously projected, said William Fry, a demographer at the Brookings Institution. Quote, 20 years ago, if you told people this was going to be the case, they wouldn't have believed you, he said, adding that the opioid epidemic and lower than anticipated birth rates among millennials after the Great Recession accelerated the white population's decline. The country is changing dramatically. The United States is also expected to have passed two other milestones on its way to becoming a majority people of color society. What a word, what a phrase. In a few decades, for the first time ever, the portion of white people could dip below 60%, and the under 18 population is likely to be majority non-white. Now, what they do not mention in this article, which is a very crucial thing, is that a great deal of the growth in the non-white population, it's not from black people or Asian people or Hispanic people, it's from mixed race people. It's the idea that for census purposes, they divide the whole world into white and non-white. And if you have a white parent and a, say, Asian parent, you still count as non-white. How does that make sense? And how is that significant? In April 2020 census, state population totals showed the United States grew by just 7.4% in the past decade, more slowly than any decade except the 1930s, since census taking started in 1790. Estimates from 2016 to 2020 show that all of the country's population growth during that period came from increases in people of color. But then again, they count anyone who is mixed race, and most mixed race people are at least are half white or more, but they count as people of color. The largest and most all steady gains were among Hispanic Latino people who have doubled their population share over the past three decades to almost 20% and were believed to account for half of the nation's growth since 2010. The Asian people, who made up only 3% of the population in 1990, could double that in the 2020 census, while the black population's share is likely to hold steady at around 12.5%. See, what I think is destructive about this whole thing is the assumption that this distinction between white and non-white is deeply significant. I mean, I was thinking about the Sabbath table we're going to be having, where if you count mixed-race people and Asian people as non-white, we're going to be having a whole bunch of people who would count as non-white. Why is that important? it isn't. It's just America. Andrew in Kirkland, Washington. Sorry to keep you waiting. You're on the line.
Thanks, Mike. And let me just say, your show is my favorite. Absolutely.
Thank you.
I listen to you every day, and I was just listening to your last segment about masks. And, Mike, what's the benchmark for masks going away? Because if COVID, like the flu or influenza, is going to have a variant every year for eternity, as I read some doctors say, then are you comfortable with mask mandates forever? When does it ever go away and we just realize, hey, there's a bug out there, like there always is every year with the flu, with the influenza. How long are we? When do we get to not wear masks? When?
It's a great question. You may remember we did get to not wear masks. I really felt it by going to the supermarket, which I actually kind of enjoy doing. And we used to have to wear masks all the time, and then they dropped it. And it basically the line was, if you were vaccinated, come on in. And now they want the mask to come back. And I think, frankly, Andrew, this is very much like Greg Tomlin was talking about. It's in response to the situation. If we have a tremendous upsurge where we just had the highest number of new cases at any time since February, it's a long time.
Can I ask you one last question before you let me go? Can we have a debate? Can you have some people on your show, maybe Rand Paul, maybe the host that you have on your show in the morning, that we can have a debate about if these masks are even effective or if it's just pure theater? Because I read from some people
what?
That...
We have two distinguished physicians who have been dealing with COVID for 16 months. I mean, literally dealing with it life and death and putting their own lives at risk. We'll ask them. I mean, we have Dr. Rito, who's medical director for infectious disease at Evergreen Health, and Dr. Ettore Palazzo, who is chief medical and quality officer. And your question is perfectly legitimate. I do think, personally, I am convinced that masks help prevent you from spreading COVID to someone else. They don't necessarily protect you from getting the infection. But we'll find out in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.